Amanda, we've got a few more minutes left in the show. I think it's great to go over some of the things for our listeners to look forward to in your 22nd season. What's ahead for all of you? I know that you mentioned it earlier in the show, but it certainly bears repeating again for people that are just joining us. A big year ahead for you, and maybe you could spend some more time talking about that with us.
Fantastic. So we just premiered our 22nd season Threads at New York Live Arts this past weekend to great audiences. We're going to be sharing excerpts of that work throughout the spring and summer. The first one will be on Thursday, May 19th at our annual gala. This is an in-person party where we are going to be celebrating the success of the company and sharing together with community the power of dance. So the company will be performing a bit of Threads, and we'll also be bringing some of our schools into the studio to perform. So students from PS63 Star Academy in Manhattan and students from PS134 in Manhattan will be coming to perform their original dances as well. That evening is going to conclude with a DJ dance party where the dancers and the supporters, we can all enjoy the power of dance together. So that's Thursday, May 19th. All the information's up on our website, amandaselwyndance.org. We also will be performing an excerpt of Threads this summer in the Hamptons, August 6th, in East Hampton, New York, at a private home and garden. The house is owned by some former architects, retired architects, and they're also landscape artists and sculptors and watercolor artists. So they're multifaceted artists. So it's an artistic home. And then we come in, inspired by this beautiful artistic home, add dance onto it. So we do what are called movement installations throughout the property, and then we'll do a seated performance. That is Saturday, August 6th in East Hampton, New York. Again, the information's on our website, amandaselwyndance.org. Notes in Motion programs are performing all over the city in May and June. So if your school is interested or you know someone who's interested in getting involved, definitely you can contact us through notesinmotion.org website. Let us know if you would like us to bring dance to your community. In addition to doing dance programs during the school day and after school, we also offer programs where parents and young people can experience dance together. So we have a handful of those coming up through the spring and summer on Saturdays, on Friday afternoons, where we're going to be doing round-robin dance learning and sharing. And also the Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater Company will be coming into some schools to present excerpts of Threads. So lots of great stuff coming up, and we hope that you'll check us out on our website to learn more.
And give that information out to us one more time before we leave this morning, Amanda, where we can get that information.
Yes, absolutely. AmandaSelwynDance.org. Selwyn is spelled S-E-L-W-Y-N, AmandaSelwynDance.org. Everything's up on the website. If you prefer to find us on social, Instagram is where you're going to find the most, Amanda Selwyn T or Notes in Motion Dance. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. So you can find us in all those places, and we'd love to get to know you.
Great show, as always, with you, Amanda, artistic director, choreographer of Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater on KTU Cares. Amanda, have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.